الله الرحمن الرحيم. Abu al-Fadr al-Abbas ibn Abdul Malik narrates that I was present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu al-Fadr al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu narrates that I was present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the expedition of Hunain. Hunain is a place between Makkah and Taif. So the people, the Hawazin tribe, they had fought a battle with the Muslims in the 8th year after Hijrah. So this is what he was explaining. And in this battle, initially the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us, to teach us, to teach the Ummah, that the numbers were very great. So because of that, the Muslims felt a little bit comfortable. All the other battles, the Muslims' numbers were very small, and the odds, the enemies were very high. In this battle, the number of the Muslims were very great. So that thought came to the mind that today we got power, today we got strength. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach the Ummah, to teach the Muslims, that your power doesn't lie in your numbers. Your power lies with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't trust in yourself, don't trust in your numbers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially in this battle had caused them to seem like a loss, to seem like a sudden defeat that they were experiencing. And this now what happened, when they were experiencing that sudden defeat, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted is what this hadith is speaking about. Day after the Muslims got victory, victoriously, miraculously, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims victory. But this part of the hadith is speaking about, at that time now, when that sudden attack of the Hawazin tribe against the Muslims, sudden attack, and how the Muslims started dispersing, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did at that time. So he's saying, I was present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the expedition of Hunain. Abu Sufyan ibn al-Haris ibn Abdul Muttalib and I remained close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not leave him. So the two of us were close. We stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't leave him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a white mule. When the Muslims and the polytheists faced each other in battle, the Muslims turned around and fled. Now the sudden attack that was coming, there was arrows flying from all sides, like a sudden barrage of arrows that were coming. So the Muslims got caught by surprise because these people were waiting in ambush. So suddenly now they started fleeing, just running away. So the Muslims all started fleeing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began prompting his donkey towards the polytheist whilst holding his reins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't flee, he started going more forward. Now this is what you call a true leader, a person with iman. That he doesn't get afraid, he doesn't look at the circumstances and he just backs out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his bravery came into show at that moment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started going more forward. So he's saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only going, he's prompting his donkey also to go more, faster. So he's saying, I was holding its reins, stopping it from hastening forward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to push the donkey, I'm trying to hold it back. In other words, just to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from going too fast, from going forward also. I was stopping it from hastening it forward. Abu Sufyan was holding the saddle of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abbas, call those who pledged allegiance under the tree, Bayat Ridwan. It was a Bayat Ridwan, a pledge of allegiance that had taken place to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Hudaybiyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken a Bayat from the Sahaba. So now they have taken allegiance, they have alleged to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the obedience, the itaat, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu that call those people that pledge allegiance. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu had a loud voice. He said, I shouted in my loudest voice, where are those who pledge allegiance under the tree? By Allah, they turn to my call, just as a cow turns to the call of its calf. This is Sahaba. When he started screaming, then that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, where are those people that had pledged allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When they heard this, like how a cow, we've got a small calf that is calling out for help, that is calling out to the mother, how quickly that mother responds, like that Sahaba responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, here we are, here we are. And they fought against the disbelievers. The call to the Ansar was made saying, O people of Ansar, O people of Ansar. Why? Because the Treaty of Hudaybiyah that had taken place, so there were Sahaba that were there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all were not there. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling unto the general Ansar that, O people of Ansar, O people of Ansar, the call was then confined to the Banu al-Haris ibn al-Khazraj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained on his mule and looked at them fighting as he was stretching out his neck. And Nabi sallallahu wasn't hiding behind somewhere, taking shelter somewhere. Nabi sallallahu himself was looking and he was stretching out his neck. In other words, he is exposing himself more. not being afraid of what is happening. He said, now the oven is hot. The Messenger said, now the oven is hot. He then took some pebbles and threw them towards the disbelievers and said, they are defeated by the oath of the Lord of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people are defeated. So the Messenger took an oath and he threw these pebbles. Now what had happened was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously caused each pebble to go into the eye of the disbeliever. Each pebble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused it. Through his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to help, he'll help. And this caused discomfort to them and they started fleeing, they started running. If Allah Pak says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You did not throw when you threw, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had thrown. This was the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he caused that to happen. So anyway, he's saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are defeated by the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I went to have a look and the battle was raging as it had previously, but as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw those pebbles, I saw their strength waning and they just fled from there. Now this is the miracle and the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the help of Allah is there, then nothing can overcome and nothing can defeat the Muslims. But when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, then you can have something that is invisible also, and that also will frighten and scare Muslims. Therefore, we should always turn our attentions to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also another thing we learn from here is, how does a leader react? A leader is the one that is brave and courageous. When everyone was fleeing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started being faster towards the enemy, to such an extent that they had to actually hold the animal back and hold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back from fleeing. This is what you call iman. When iman is there, then a person doesn't worry about anything else. I read an interesting malfooz of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi last night. Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi had written that kitab we did during that first wave and the second wave. That kitab is called Shauq-e Watan. Brothers may remember that kitab we did, that yearning for the year after. And Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions there that there was a plague that had broken out in India and people were forlorn, they were distressed, they were losing hope, they didn't know what to do. And then he started mentioning, like a super physician, super heart specialist, he started mentioning those things that gave strength to the people. So now people's attention started turning towards Akhirah, towards love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the love of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their mind started going away, he started speaking about the virtues of plagues, etc. And people now, their whole mindset started changing. So then he said, what about those that come afterwards? So he was a super specialist in terms of the heart. How the spiritual ailments of the heart, what affects the heart, the strength of the heart, the weaknesses of the heart. From a spiritual perspective, he was a super, super specialist. To such an extent that he mentioned there, that even people that were completely distressed now actually started yearning, that when can we pass away, when can we go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people like that related, that they also experienced a similar thing, that the so beautiful ahadith are mentioned there of death and mort, and how the reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be, what pleasures are lying in Jannah. The person just feels that when is my time coming so that I can go. So anyway, I'm reading one malfooz last night of his. He mentioned something ajib. He said, ta'un ka bara ilaj ye. He said, the big cure for a plague is this, ki fikr mat karo. Don't be stressed, don't worry. That is the ilaj for a plague. Ilaj for the plague is don't worry. If you want to know what is the big cure for a plague, don't worry. Everyone else is stressing and fearing, what's going to happen, your cure. And then he goes on to say that you don't know the power of the heart. If you only knew the power of the heart, the heart is so powerful that even sickness is fright for the heart. He says, even sickness is fright for the heart. So powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this heart. But now when this heart itself is going to start worrying and frightening and getting scared, then the sickness is not going to fright for the heart. Therefore, Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi is saying that don't worry, don't be concerned. Allah Pak has given you such a heart, such a powerful heart, that when you don't worry, then what will happen? The sicknesses will start worrying. You don't have to worry. The fright, the sickness will get worried because of this heart. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. We can see what a heart Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that in front of the enemy he was still going. So may Allah Pak strengthen our hearts. Give us the courage that a Muslim should have. Give us the tawfiq of doing all those things that are correct. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.